Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever wonder how much noise it takes to install a wrought iron fence? Well, I didn't until today, so thank you, neighbor.
Thanks, Nabe. That feeling when you listen to Metallica's Black Album on repeat for a quick and dirty therapy session, and it totally works. All better now.
Nothing else matters, Heather. Also, I'm in a basketball era, so, you know, why not? The season, it's like a year long. It's a fun hobby.
Why not? A big black spider just shows up on my shoulder and made me spill coffee grounds all over the kitchen. If you wanted a cup of coffee, you could just ask.
Yeah, spider, what's up with you? Have such a good day. World, and welcome back to Have Such a Good Day.
The show that wants you to do just that.
Oh, Heather.
Hello, everybody.
Everybody, you know what? I hope you're having the best day ever because struggle bus in a big way over here at the Lane residence.
Oh, I feel you, girlfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Tell us all about it.
Okay. So first of all, my neighbor, I have many neighbors, but my immediate neighbor decided to put up a wrought iron fence over the front of their front yard, which is, you know, fine, whatever, you know, do what you want. But that started quite early this morning. And I also started working quite early this morning. So just the entire day has been just sort of like metal on metal. As I'm, you know, trying to either like write, you know, tech news or answer questions or even like, you know, talk to a friend about something non-related to any of this stuff. Just been one of them days.
Why couldn't the guy just wait, have done it before you moved down there? I mean, he should have planned ahead. I'm pretty disappointed in this neighbor. If y'all are tuning in for the first time, this is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment, including building wrought iron fences, because that's absurd, Sarah.
Well, they weren't building the fences. They were installing the fences, and they still are, by the way. So if anyone hears like rah, 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 in the background, you know why. They're not done yet, but boy, did they start early, because so did I. You know, I was sitting at the, you know, the...
Your desk?
Well, my desk, but like more of like, just like, this is where we do stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're still doing it. And that was quite a few hours ago.
Oh, how fun. Well, you might hear my old and cranky cat milling around my podcast station. He's he just like meows a lot now. He just like kind of wants attention or something. And so he'll just kind of come around and just meow at me. If you hear a little bell, that's probably from Char Char. And so we got noisy households this week, y'all. But welcome to episode 227.
227, starring Marla Gibbs.
We're chugging right along.
We should be so lucky. thank you to Mike Mills in our Discord for saying like, yep, 227, I get it.
I feel you. If you know, you know.
I feel like a lot of people are sort of like, I don't know that show. But, you know, that was part of my childhood.
I vaguely remember it.
For sure.
See, I remember the Jeffersons a little bit more. There's a little more nostalgia for like moving on up to the East Side. That whole opening track.
Well, and 227 was a spinoff of that show. Spinoffs happen. Oh my goodness,
they do.
So they all do. So that kind of speaks to the fact that Heather and I are not the springiest of chickens. Hey. You know, we got a lot of life left.
Oh, we do. So, we do.
So
indeed.
don't even with us. But I was sort of thinking of like the other day, but after our last show in particular, I was like, you know, like what am I missing? You know, it's so easy for me to be like, I'm too old. I don't care about this meme. I don't care about this.
Yeah.
You know what people are doing on TikTok. I don't care about, the new hotness of like handbags or, you know, I don't care about any of that stuff. But, and I actually don't really, but I still like a good sort of like going down the rabbit hole of, like, just like, what are the kids into? Because sometimes I'm like, oh, I get that. I totally would have done that as well. You know, if I was 20. Or, no, this is actually weird. I'm finally old enough to be like that woman who's like, yeah, I don't get it. I'm worried for the ute.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I think you're maybe more up on it than I am because you spent a lot of time on TikTok in the last few years. I mean, the only thing I know is from my friends, like tween kids who are all into Minecraft, and it's usually about video games. And a couple other little pop cultural things, but for the most part, like, I feel like I'm very out of the loop, like to the point where I don't even want to venture into the loop because I'm
kind of like,
you know,
it's going to be too much.
It kind of scares me. Yeah. I'm like, I just want to stay ignorant. Ignorance is bliss, y'all.
It is bliss, for better or for worse. So I've got a few friends who are, I don't know, kind of the same age as me, maybe a little bit younger, but just like so on the pulse. You know, everything is always like, you know, I'll hit up these people and be like, what's this joke about? I don't get it. I am Sarah.
It's funny. You used to be on the pulse.
Well, I mean,
though.
I
used to be the one.
You know, I try to be, but I can't be all the time.
Well, it's funny. I remember this one particular time back in the day, Sarah, when you were always the queen of like acronyms, like even acronyms that weren't totally mainstream yet, like stuff that, well, maybe because I was out of the loop, I don't know. But I mean, I was pretty much, I was up in the internet. I mean, I was like participating. I don't know. It was just like, it was more like, short form.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I don't know. It's not like the common ones, not like AFK and LOL. It wasn't like the common ones, obviously, or OBS. It was more like stuff that I kind of had to look up sometimes. I'd be like, what does that mean?
Well, you know, join the club, because now I have to as well. This is so funny. So this morning, you know, I get up, it's early, I gotta work, you know, I'm pounding the coffee, you know, I'm trying to just, I don't know, just be alive.
Jam it out.
And there was like a funny meme on the internet about, what was it called? It was called Jerkin. J-E-R-K-I-N. And like, remember Jerkin on MySpace, where I was like, my first thought was like, is this like sexual? Like, I don't want to go into the, like, you know, like, no, thank you. No, it's a dance, which I just, I don't know, just like completely, you know, I missed that one.
Went right over your head.
And again, we're talking about MySpace. So we're talking about like the aughts. And I asked a friend of mine, I was like, tell me about everything about Jerkin that you know on MySpace. And he was like, Sarah, what's going on with you? Why would you ask such a thing in 2024? And I'm like, I have my reasons. Just tell me. And he was like, well, you know, it was like a SoCal type dance that got like, you know, famous, and there were a lot of like Bay Area type dances, like the hyphy movement in Oakland back in the day, still, you know, where I'm like, okay, that was a long time ago. Got it. Thank you. Appreciate that. And it just reminds me that at any age, you can be pretty dialed into the things you like, the things that are funny, the things that are cool. You know, the things that are hot, whatever. And you're never going to get all of it. Ever.
No, you're not. No. Absolutely not. But I do feel like I am on a little bit more of a level of a slightly older person. See how I beat
Heather,
around the
bush
there?
Heather, you're like a year older than I am. But okay. All right.
Yeah, but yes, like the midlife, the midlife time of a lifetime. And I mean, I guess I've fallen into what I like. And I think maybe I'm just not as influenced by the mainstream. I'm not as uber connected to, you know, we're not like working all together in the office and going out for drinks every Friday. I mean, there's something to say for that. Like back in the day, we were listening to the same music.
Sure.
Now we're kind of in our little pods and we sort of gravitate to what we gravitate, whether it's popular or not. I mean, I am, speaking of out of the loop, I might be one of the most out of the loop people on the Taylor Swift movement.
I really don't
know much about her or her music. I really don't. And it's like, I'm not purposefully avoiding her.
Right. Like you're not like hating on her. You're just like, what are the songs?
No, not at all. I appreciate. Yeah. Like I'm just not like so many people post on Instagram, like, you know, whether they went with their friends or took their kids and it was like the best night of my life. And I'm like, I don't get it. Why is it that great? And it's like, I'm not discounting that isn't great at all whatsoever. But I think I tend to veer away from popular culture when things get to be so saturated. And Taylor Swift is pretty saturated, let's be honest. It turns me off. I'm like, I kind of almost like repel against like super popular culture and try to find stuff that's a little bit more under the radar. I don't know. I think it gets tiresome for me. It just doesn't seem fun. I don't know what it is, but there's something there.
Yeah, there's something about the like over, I don't know, like clamoring onto like this one piece of pop culture.
Yes.
That,
yes, it kind of it's kind of a turnoff.
Yeah, where you're just like, well, why? I mean, if you're the biggest fan in the world, okay, fine. But most people aren't. They just want to be part of a movement, I guess.
Yeah, maybe so. Like, jump on the bandwagon these other people, and it's, I don't know. I really don't get it. And I feel a little guilty because I'm like, well, it's got to be really great if this many people like it. But I'm not, I don't know. I think, and then plus her level of ubiquity, like in news and popular culture online, it's just like, it's so exhausting. It's like, I just don't care about her love life like people do, you know? And I know she writes a lot about her love life, and that's great. I'm kind of the same way about Beyonce and J-Lo and, you know, these big acts.
Well, big, where your personal life is a big part of the narrative with whatever, you know,
I like male singers more, I think. Like, when I actually look at my, like, Spotify, like, playlist, I would say that I listen to a lot more male voices than female voices. I don't know. Maybe there's something there too.
Maybe. Yeah, that might be something to unpack.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah,
Listen, I'm with you. I'm with you on the Swifties. I don't know. I mean, there are some Taylor Swift songs that I like, you know, I think are real bops, but I don't get it. But I don't get it with anybody. I don't get it with any star that's so... Beyonce, another good example. I'm like, I think she's awesome. She's clearly an artiste. Yeah. You know, she's, you know, trying to, you know, move the needle as much as possible. Great. But I just, I don't like anybody that much.
I know. See, that I think it's maybe that's what it is. Like, I've never been a worshiping type, you know, like I actually grew up as atheist, agnostic, like maybe that has something to do with it. But I never, ever was very worshipy about anything. And there's something about that extreme emotion that feels
like that, like iconic.
Iconic. I know that word.
Where I'm like, are they iconic? Like, you know, should we all be doing this? Maybe not.
Yeah. And I will say, though, sometimes I do feel like I'm missing out because, you know, that and just even like the Super Bowl, which is like, you know, I don't really watch sports.
Yes.
Sometimes soccer or tennis, but I'm not a big football watcher. And I just don't have that chip. And I have a lot of friends, including you, who were just like glued to the TV that day. And I get it. And it's like, again, what you were saying, it's a camaraderie thing. Group movement thing where everybody can kind of come together and enjoy something together. And in some ways I feel a little isolated because I don't get into that stuff for better or worse.
But I mean, I think, you know, if, no, I get it. I feel like, you know, you having grown up very into soccer, you know, like...
Yeah, I'm into playing sports. You know, I'm like super sporty. I'll play anything.
World Cup comes around. Like, I can see you being like, we're getting up at 2 a.m. and we're watching that game.
I'm into the World Cup. I'm definitely into the World Cup. But I see I'll go out and play basketball easily. Like, I actually have a pretty decent... Like, I've got some skills. Like, when it comes to, you throw me out there. I used to be on powder puff. I played football. It wasn't my favorite sport, but I love playing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something about sitting and watching it. And even my dad watched the 49ers when I was a kid. I mean, it's not like it wasn't on in the house. It wasn't like huge, but it was on. But I was more interested in music and video games and, you know, movies and that kind of thing. So I don't know, maybe it's just, you know, I know a lot of people who aren't into sports. It's not that rare or anything. But that feeling of missing out, that type of FOMO that isn't like missing a friend's party where it's like really close to home, like, you know, your friend group. It's more of this like bigger FOMO, like world movement FOMO where you're like, should I be like, should I try to catch up here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you feel that way, what is your solution?
Sometimes I go, well, maybe I'll just like take a listen and just kind of yeah, like try to
give it a go,
get in somewhere, give it a go. But like, I have so many other interests that I don't even, I just don't feel like I really have the time. And when I have idle time, there's places that I go. Like, I want to read about, I want to do my games. I want to read about whatever it is, the opinion section on the New York Times, or I want to, continue my book or listen to a podcast. So I think that's what happens, is I have my comforts. Yeah. And so I go to those places. And I mean, I have a lot of great things that I think are really cool and interesting. They're just not about Taylor Swift.
Well, but, many yeah. things aren't. Pop culture would have you think differently, but yeah, I mean, same. I don't care about lots of things that other people, be like, oh, it went viral. Everyone can't stop talking about this thing, where I'm like, I don't care about it, and neither does anyone else I know.
Yeah, it's hard though, because every single day you get that now, because the internet is so, big, and it's taking over our lives.
It's all very sort of like, you can't miss this. The internet can't stop talking about this new, pillow.
Because it's all about pillows
or whatever, like insert any product here.
It's
Or like,
it's so true.
So-and-so is so sad now. The internet, can't stop crying about it. Where I'm like, what are
we? Oh yeah. It's
the
like
internet collective
up, like, in your
like,
face.
We're like, that's not what's going on at all. This is all just so silly.
It's like, I was okay. Sure. I looked up, Poor Things. I was interested in that movie, but like, now that's all the internet serves up to me. It's all over my Instagram. Mm. It's like, and it's funny, because to me, it's like, it's sort of like the anti-strategy, because if you're going to do that, I'm going to get really sick of it, but like, and then I'll open up a browser and it's like, I searched one thing about Tevas or I don't know, something. And then now I'm getting like pounded over the head with like Teva ads and, vintage t-shirt ads and blah, blah, blah. And it makes me not want to use the internet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to kind of like not be on Instagram that much. But then I notice myself, I'll just like, I'm on it and I don't even realize it. It's just like those idle moments that it's almost like you have no control.
Right. Yeah.
And your hand has this muscle memory, and it's kind of scary. Anyway, interesting stuff, Sarah Lane. Well, lately I've been like a really weird insect magnet. And I know I sort of remember you having an issue with this way back when, episode 100 something, I don't know. We've had so many episodes. I'm sure we've talked about this before. But what's up with that? Because I just like, I pulled one of my wool sweaters out of a bin. Like, it's like a locked bin, those bins that you put in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where moths, I put them in a bin for that reason, but it's like locked up in there. I don't think there's a way for bugs to get in there. I mean, that's the whole point of the bin. And then I was like heading downstairs to make a coffee, and like, I'm grinding my beans, and in the corner of my eye, like my peripheral, like literally, because it was like fuzzy, because it was on my right shoulder, and it was a big black spider. Oh, Sarah, this is like my worst nightmare. And it was like crawling up toward my neck, and I freaked the fuck out. Clarity
just,
here.
Just tell it like it is.
And and then of course my coffee grounds went everywhere, and you can imagine the mess that I had to clean up. And I had the heebie-jeebies the rest of the day. I'm like, I'm literally just like checking my shoes. I'm like, shaking out. I'm now gonna shake out all my clothes from here on out, because I don't know. That is like not my worst nightmare. There's way worse things that could happen, but I don't like black scary spiders. Okay, I just don't. I mean, call me crazy.
Well, I don't think anybody would, but because
I have a friend that likes spiders, actually.
Yeah, I know. There are spider lovers out there. For the most part, getting, a semi-large black spider, or I don't know, any size, on your shoulder, I would scream, I would run. Jumping, all the things.
I did those things. I didn't run, but I kind of moved in place. I think I did some like crazy, like, wow, my arms up in the air. But but the thing is, then I thought, like, is a black spider maybe it's a good omen, but then I'm a superstitious person. The older I get, the more I realize I am more superstitious than I admit. And I wonder, is it the same meaning as like a black cat crossing your path?
No. So, no.
But I think here's the thing that I did some research, because it's what I like to do, especially when there's like a really prominent animal or insect in my dreams. But apparently black spiders are known to represent the dominant feminine energy. So
really?
It's, I don't know. I don't know what that means exactly. But I,
neither do I.
I feel like it. Another thing I came across though, is that if you do find a spider on your clothes, there's an old saying, if a money spider is seen running on you, it has come to spin you new clothes, meaning financial good fortune.
Okay.
So take that with a grain of salt, y'all. Yeah. But then that same day, a few hours later, I'm outside, I get out of my car, I'm walking in the world, you know, sure. outside, yeah. mm-hmm. and a bee flew straight into my face.
Oh, God.
Like I felt it just like bang into my cheek. I'm like, excuse me, sir.
Did it sting you?
What? Why? No, it didn't sting me, but it just sort of ran into me. And I know that like insects are attracted to like heat that people give
and
off.
Certain things that smell sweet that might be like a lotion or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I wear like,
you know,
I wasn't
your face.
Even wearing perfume, but I mean, I wear like this like coconut lotion. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. But it's like it's like weird body emissions, like breathing and like that kind of thing. It can maybe even be where it's like a source of moisture for them. Anyway, I don't like being that. I don't like those really close run-ins with insects personally. I would rather them keep their distance. So if you're all listening out there, hear me.
Heather Roar.
Stay out of my grill, I guess, is the message. But email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com if you've had a run-in. See if you can one-up me. Tell me a story. As long as it doesn't like freak me out. I've had people tell me stories about spiders and them like hatching eggs in their car and like crazy stuff where I'm like, it has scarred me for life. Like every time I get in the car, I think of that story. And it's like, sometimes I don't want to hear stories that are going to freak me out that bad, you know? So keep that in mind.
I'm sorry in advance for the story that I'm about to tell you. And I think I have told you this before, but there was a time when I lived at my former place in the Redwoods, in a, you know, I called it the treehouse, but you know, it was an actual apartment, but I was sleeping. I had earplugs in because, you know, that's what I do when I want to, you know, have a really good night's sleep. And at some point there was like a plop on my ear. And it was a spider. The spider just...
On your ear or in your ear?
No, not in my ear because I had earplugs in. Otherwise, I think the spider was going for my ear. So, you know, I wake up, you know, screaming, lights on, spider, you know, runs into the corner. I actually felt bad for the spider because I'm like... They just thought they were doing something different than, you know, like...
Another reason to wear earplugs,
too. Yeah, right? I don't want a spider in my ear, ever. One of the most traumatic experiences of my life. And at the same time, I still hope that spider is doing well today.
See, that's the thing. Same with me. I don't like killing things.
Right.
And... Especially, well, I would not kill an animal, but like I occasionally will smush a very scary spider and put it down the toilet. But that's really the extent of it. I don't even like killing ants.
I don't like killing anything.
I'd rather them live a happy life, you know, without, you know, being out of the house. Just, you know, stay away from me, get out of my grill, and you can live peacefully.
Yeah. We'll live, in harmony. So, yes. So going back to, I guess, our music theme of the show a little bit, I read today, Heather, as we're recording this on February 21st, that BuzzFeed, which has owned Complex magazine for a while, is selling it off. I think Complex was like one of those magazines where it was like about music, but also like sexy girls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was very urban. Yeah. I actually worked for them for a while.
Did you?
Oh, I did. I didn't know that. Yeah, that was when I was I'd go to South by Southwest and interview musicians and stuff, and we shot video. That was really cool. I don't even know where any of those videos are.
Well, apparently, some tides have changed in publishing, which that's been going on for a while. You and I both technically work in the industry still, so I care about these things. But yeah, I thought about it like, oh, wow, when was the last time like I bought like a physical magazine? And I'll tell you, the answer is when the people who used to live in my house before I do now didn't get rid of their Elle magazine subscription.
Oh, I love that.
So I'm awesome. Like, yeah, Penelope Cruz, let's score. See what's up in Elle magazine. But, I mean, the magazine thing, I love a physical magazine. I love it.
Me too.
Like,
the glossy pages.
Someone says, like, hey, Sarah, take this Rolling Stone. No one will talk to you for 5 hours. I'd be like, this is the best day of my life.
I know. I actually love that, too. The only thing, though, the more I read magazines, the more I want to, like, shop. Because I feel like you get these, like, subliminal messages from the ads. And it makes you want to, like... Yeah. I know. That's true. So does the internet.
Oh, for sure.
Except on the internet, it's like ads for Temu.
Oh, Temu. Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, Temu.
But anyway, I don't know. I was trying to think the other day about, like, what were the magazines that, like, I had to have, like, faux sure. It was Vogue. It was Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
Elle, yep, totally. Maybe. And and maybe Spin. Spin.
I mean, how far back are we harkening?
I mean,
I was into Highlights and
yes. Yes, back when I was 10, Highlights were, great when you went to the dentist.
Yep.
But I don't know. I mean, there's so many of these properties that still exist, but like how many of us are like opening up a magazine and being like, okay, starting on page one.
You know what? Here's the thing. So here's what I do. When I love going to bookstores, and often when I go to LA or New York, I'll go to some of my favorite bookstores, and I usually like kind of beeline for the magazines because especially in a good bookstore, they'll have like more zines, like more like unique publications, like often fashion, or it can be anything. It could be, but I kind of go for the fashion. Stuff is like fringy, like Japanese, like some like really weird, like fashion shoot with Emma Stone in Japan, or, like I like stuff like that where you don't see those on the regular newsstands, like at a CVS or something. Anyway. Yeah. These fashion magazines that were kind of more on the fringe, had really cool photography, and that kind of thing. But nowadays, I mean, I have a Sunset magazine subscription. I do it for my Airbnbs, but I read them first. That's my secret.
It's a great magazine. There's all sorts of good stuff in there. I mean, some of it is a little sort of, I don't know. I don't even know like why I would disparage it. It can be a little cutesy, but like it's like good stuff, Yeah, here's the shovel you need in 2024. Like, okay, give it to me.
Yeah, totally. Oh, ID. The name of the magazine that I was referring to is ID Magazine. And it was just like cool, bizarre, like fashion and haute couture and that kind of thing. I mean, I love a W. I love a W
same,
mag.
Same.
And, I would say also... I'm not a big, I think back in the day, Cosmopolitan, but I think we're a little too old for that. I used to love Nylon.
Nylon was a good one.
But I have a a New York Magazine subscription. I don't really know what compelled me to get one. Maybe the tote bag, but I don't read it enough. And I'm kind of feeling overwhelmed by having a subscription. It's good magazine, but it's kind of reminds me of like having a New Yorker, which I used to have for years. But then I get really, there's too many because it's right. a weekly. So yeah, I have to kind of pick and choose because if not, there's too many things coming in the mail and, you know, I can't keep up with it. But speaking of music, I was actually thinking a lot about, because at the top of the show, I was mentioning my little Metallica therapy sessions. And these are real. Like, these are like totally oh, yeah. legit. And I was sort of thinking about specifically the Black Album of Metallica and why it means so much to me. And it soothes me. It's very mm-hmm. familiar. I know all the words from top to bottom. And I, you know, I do like the music. I think it's a great album, but I also think it plays really hard on like my, you know, my brain, my emotional response, my,
well,
my nostalgia, my
you
memories.
And I were, you know, in more or less the same era of that time. Like it's high school, it's, you know, finding yourself and, you know, all yep. that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. It's just kind of like this sort of life event, like a formative period in our lives can make them stick like for a lifetime,
yeah.
you know? And I think Metallica is one of those for me. Whether, you know, it's hard to distinguish sometimes. I'm like, do I love the music now? Or is it, I love it because it has that special feeling for me, you know, that harkens me back.
Yeah.
But recently, as I mentioned, I was in Hawaii, and while I was driving around like those winding roads, all I could hear was the music from the last time I was there, because it was such a strong, it had such a strong tone. And it was, again, another album during a formative set of years. You probably know it, Sarah, DJ Shadow, the Private Press
yeah.
album. Mm-hmm. And me and my friend Jill, we went there many, many, many years ago, and that's all we listened to. And it was like we had a little convertible, like a little Jeep, you know, we took the roof off and we were blasting that album. And it's so funny. It all came back to me. I haven't listened to that album in a very long time, but all of the music just sort of like flooded back. Definitely triggered an emotional response. I mean, happy for me. I know that music also can evoke like a sad feeling or a sad memory.
Yeah.
I think a lot of mine, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head that makes me sad, like a piece of music, an album, a song, whatever. You know, maybe something, I don't know, something classical. But even if I didn't really love the music even back then, like there was some silly stuff I listened to. This particular, when this comes on the radio, anything from Bryan Adams, Reckless, of all things. Like I'm not even into him, but it was like a period in my life when I just got my driver's license. I was driving my dad's yeah. car.
I mean, Bryan Adams.
In my hometown.
He will pull the heartstrings.
He will.
Like
you're
no
right.
one else.
Maybe that's
it's
it.
It's not just you. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, cool. I don't want to be, I mean, I think I might be a little emo. I mean, I'll get really attached to a song and just like, you know, write out all the lyrics. So when I was a kid, I did. I was so into certain songs like Forever Young by
yeah.
Alphaville was
yeah.
like mm-hmm. just rocked my world, you know, and I know all the lyrics and I just listened to it over and over in my room. Even my dad was like so touched by it. He was like, you know, just seeing how much I was so passionate
aww.
About the song. But yeah, so I think, you know, also what's interesting to me is that certain songs, even if it's not your favorite song or favorite music, you remember exactly where you were and what you were doing at that exact moment. It's
yeah.
this hit of like dopamine. And
it is.
So it's kind of
yeah.
interesting.
I mean, there are, you know, songs that I will listen to where I'm like, I remember driving on a road and going down just like a curve right at that moment.
Oh, totally.
And like maybe mm-hmm. like a boy was mean to me or great to me, like doesn't even matter. But like, oh, I just feel like it's like it is a hit into your heart.
It is a hit. Absolutely. Like even Peter Gabriel, like
oh,
I used
yeah.
to, that mm-hmm. that album. So I don't know what year that was, but just like, oh, when that comes on the radio, or like, yeah, I mean, David Bowie, Guns N' Roses, I mean, NWA, like a lot of these such like formative years that these mean so much to you.
I don't even remember what we were talking about. But I was talking about, I don't know, like rock music with people, and they were sort of like, yeah, Guns N' Roses were like kind of like, ugh, you know, like kind of icky. And I was like, Guns N' Roses were like my absolute life for 4 years.
I know, me too. It's kind of interesting, though. It's like I could see how people would be.
Which is like you look back on it and it's like I was a child. So like it is a little weird because a lot of the songs are like very sexually charged where it's like, why did I like them? I don't know. But like, oh, man, I love that band.
Yeah, I find it interesting that they, like, why were they so popular for a younger crowd? Like, because I think about that, too, because I went to a lot of their shows when I was barely a teenager.
Yeah, like, it's like, it's not, I don't know. My parents would say, it's not appropriate, Sarah. It's just not appropriate. You know, where I'm like, but I love them.
I wonder what it was about them, because they were a very specific kind of rock. But it was, there was something maybe just like his voice and just, I don't know, the imagery, the visuals.
As an artist who becomes kind of big, you know, has that, je ne sais quoi. I don't know. Like we don't really know. I don't really know why I liked Axl Rose as much as I did, you know, I mean, great voice, but also like screechy.
Very. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, like sort of shrill.
Like why did I like it? And I was, you know, 11.
I don't know. Yeah. And the thing is like, yeah, there is something I could see how people might be like, oh, he's icky and shrill. And I totally agree with that. Like he is kind of icky and shrill, but I still, that's there's the something draw. About that, it.
That's the draw.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I mean, something that could be unpacked for days.
Indeed.
But yeah, I was going down some little nostalgia, little paths this week, and I'm trying to sort of get myself out of the winter doldrums and just sort of, I don't know, sort of make some plans. And I have a less busy work week this week, which is kind of weird because I don't know if this happens to you, Sarah, but you get so used to being busy and occupied, which is kind of good because then you don't kind of fall into worrying about something or thinking too much about something.
Right.
But
you're too busy to worry.
This week's been like the first week in a long time where I'm like, ooh, I could actually catch up on my taxes and get them in early and, you know, that kind of thing. And so I've had a little more like time to think and be creative and listen to Metallica in my car on the side of the road.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good times. What makes you guys feel nostalgic? Email us at, I would like to know what, you know, bands, songs, it could be anything. I mean, it could be classical music, jazz, whatever. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
You know, wanted to give a quick shout out to everybody in our Discord over the week. We have been talking about apples. Now you might say, that doesn't sound very exciting.
You mean Apple products?
But let me tell you. you know, the Apple conversation, once it gets going, it's kind of great. It's kind of great.
Yeah.
You know, people like their own apples for the reasons that they like them. They can get certain apples depending on where they live. You can eat an apple, maybe slice of cheese. You know, that's kind of my favorite way to enjoy an apple. But you can also make a pie or make some jam or, you know, all sorts of other things. And I feel like we kind of hit a chord, Heather.
We did. You never really know.
Yeah.
You know, you might be like, oh, wow, we really went into the weeds about, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, but then people, it really resonates. So that's why we kind of like to cover a wide swath of subject matter, you know, to see what triggers your guys' passions. Apples. Who knew? Who knew?
You gotta love an apple. But you gotta love an apple. Again, thanks to everybody in our Discord for chiming in. That was fun. It was definitely fun for me because apples are very important to me.
But nobody said anything about refrigerating apples. So I know you guys were talking about types of apples, but I never really heard anybody feeling passionate or
well, I think you're not the only passionate one who does.
I'm the only weirdo. Well, you know, I wanted to bring up one more. We got up one more little note from Stu, aka Jolly Tiki, who's very active in our Discord. He mentioned I was talking about Airbnbs that I was staying at in Hawaii, and I was kind of having to come home, and they were badgering me like, write your review, and I stayed in a good one, and then I stayed in like a not so good one, and so I was kind of pulling my hair out trying to figure out how to review the not so good one. So he wrote in and said, I stayed at an Airbnb in the Outer Banks of North Carolina one time, and it turned out to be someone's basement with its own entrance and was super creepy. Yeah, I wonder what year that was, Stu, because I wonder, because I bet the early years of Airbnb were pretty creepy, because like anybody was just like opening up their home or room or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I bet it's a little bit more buttoned up now.
I mean, it still exists that you can like, you know, just stay on someone's couch.
Yeah, I mean, that was the original pitch of the company was like couch surf, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, I wouldn't say that the last place I stayed in was creepy. It was just odd and makeshift. And I think you can't, it just goes to show you that just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Well, you know what? That's a good note to end this on, Heather.
Yes.
We know that that we can and we should and we will next week. This was episode 227. We'll be back for 228 next week.
Yeah.
But, yes, just a reminder, if you are in the if you would like to directly support the show, patreon.com/havesuchagooddaywis where to find out more about how to do that. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate all of you who listen to us for free. All good. You might hear ads. You know, if you like that, great. We will give you the experience that you want. If you want to have an ad-free version of the show and hang out in our Discord, talk about apples. I mean,
it doesn't get more exciting than that. We talk about other things too.
Please do check us out, patreon.com/havesuchagooddaywBut for now, Heather, I think you and I are going to wrap this one up like a bag of apples. So until next week, I will remain Sarah.
And I will remain Heather forever. Peace and love.
Peace and love. And apples.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.